For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert. I'm where the timeless majesty of nature collides with industrial efficiency. In a small warehouse-like building, rather than a remote high country stream or bear's mouth, the lives of thousands of salmon following an epic migration end. Fighting through the last barrier, these burly kings, or Chinook salmon, flop into a tub, splashing and writhing until CO2 pumped into the tank sort of stuns them. A constant stream of filtered and aerated river water flows into various tanks and onto the floor, adding to the cacophony. Yanked one by one, technicians instantly determine the fish's sex and if they're prime for human-aided spawning. It's barely past 11 a.m. and the important work of the day is done. Workers have already gathered all the eggs they'll need. The rest of the fish are sorted, the so-called unripe, or flopped back into a large cement holding tank. The rest, killed and packed on ice, processed off-site and distributed to native tribes and food pantries. Meanwhile, Chinooks, averaging about 35 pounds apiece, are scrambling up the fish ladder by the barrelful. After dwindling in recent years, California's salmon appear to be making a comeback.
We're just now starting to hopefully get some better returns, even though the drought's been over for several years.
That's Brett Gallion, project leader at the Coleman National Fish Hatchery in Anderson, who I reached by phone.
Easily, we've had as many fish in the ladder this year as we had all of last year for 6 weeks, and we've only been gone for about 10 days. So it looks good. I'm very optimistic. Preliminary estimates look about 20,000 fish should be returning just to Battle Creek. So I'm very optimistic the hatchery can get back to fulfilling its mitigation goal of producing 12 million smolts in 2019.
Before California's rivers were dammed, salmon, especially spring-run fish, would migrate into the high country, spawning in cold mountain streams. With most of their habitat inaccessible, the hatcheries aim to replace the lost numbers. The rebound Gallion is anticipating is already well documented at the Feather River Hatchery in Oroville. It's also evident on Butte, Deer, and Mill Creeks, the few Sacramento River tributaries still home to wild salmon. Further north and west, counts on the Trinity River, where habitat restoration continues, are the highest since at least 2004. Virtually all of the fish returning to Oroville are 3 years old, according to tags read by hatchery employees. Typically, three-year-olds make up 4 out of every 5. That other 20% is part of the salmon's secret of survival. More on that later. Tracy McReynolds is a senior environmental scientist with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Survival seems to be pretty well from the 2015 class. Most of the fish that are returning are three-year-old fish. So that would have meant that they went out as juveniles in 2015, out in the ocean and returning.
In 2015, California was in the midst of a multi-year drought. By February 2016, there was talk of reservoirs becoming dead pools. Then it started raining and raining. Anna Kastner is the manager of the Feather River Fish Hatchery.
We had that really incredible March that got us a whole bunch of water. And that's exactly about the same time we're putting the fish into the river to migrate out. So that March really helped push those fish out compared to the 2014 year where we had drought, high, really high temperatures in the river, and a lot of the fish didn't come back. So that little bit of rain in March was a miracle because it really pushed those fish out, and this is the result of it.
The trend seems true across the watershed. McReynolds said counts on Butte Creek after cratering below 1,000 last year, spring run numbers are up by a factor of 4. Though right about average for recent years, it's barely 20% of 1998's record run. So what about the non-3-year-old fish? Scientists liken them to insurance for the species. While not well understood, some salmon return after only 2 years in the ocean. Others wait 4 or even 5 years. By staggering their returns, salmon can outmaneuver droughts or other short-lived cataclysms. Again, Tracy McReynolds.
They kind of are naturally built to weather these kind of periods of drought. populations oscillate up and down, and hopefully we're back on an upswing. This year it looks very promising, and then we have brood year next year. We're hoping we'll be really successful because it would be off of 2016, which is a really wet year.
You can see the evidence yourself. Kastner said the number of salmon returning to Oroville will peak in the last half of the month. The Coleman National Fish Hatchery in Anderson has a whole series of public events as part of their Return of the Salmon Festival coming up on Saturday the 20th. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News, Oroville.